Hello, this is Kurt Mortensen again. Let's talk about the internet marketing and persuasion analysis. I know, it's probably not going to be your favorite thing to do. You're ready to get things started, get things rolling. But I tell you what, for every minute you spend on this, it's going to make you not only thousands of dollars every minute on the back end, but it's going to help you dramatically build your business, explode your business in the right way. You're either going to pay with your time up front, or wasted time in the end. So there are 30 questions in your workbook that you need to answer, that you need to think about. Think as thoroughly as possible. Now, if the question doesn't apply to you, or maybe it's a little redundant, you can skip it if you want. Every question is important based on research and current internet businesses. So let me go through each question one by one, just to give you a few ideas to help you think about exactly how you want to answer it, number one, and how to implement it, number two. Question number one, what is the mission or purpose of your website? Oh, make money. Well, duh, I know that. But what is the main mission? What are you trying to accomplish? What is your purpose? Now, money's part of that, I know that. But is there a mission or purpose or passion behind your website? Something that you're trying to do? You could still make the money, that'll still come, but we see it come much faster when there's some type of mission statement, some type of purpose or passion behind your website. Question number two, what do you intend to accomplish with your website? What are your main goals and objectives? What is your main purpose, short-term and long-term? Now, I know residual income is a big piece of that, and you can write that down, but what else are you trying to accomplish? What problems are you trying to solve? Are you making the world a better place? Are you helping people out? Are you offering a service that other people really need but it's not available to them? Think about it. Write it down. Question number three. What is the main objective when someone visits your website? What do you want them to do? Where do you want them to click? You trying to capture their email address? Do you want to get them to buy right away? Do you want them to register for a conference call or a webinar? Do you want them to read a report, watch a video? When they show up and they see your site for the first, 3 to 5 seconds and have to decide if they're going to stay, what do you want them to do? Question number four, who is your target audience? Everyone. No. That destroys your marketing, decreases your credibility. Who is your target audience? Can you say men between 30 and 40? Now, that doesn't mean you might get some women or older men or younger men than that, but when you can really focus on that 80% that's buying your product, then we can really help you out with your marketing. Be specific as possible. Number five, as you think about question number four, how will that target audience find you and how will you find them? What websites are they going to? What are they listening to? What are they reading? Where are they going? Very important for you to understand. They need a way to find you, the millions and millions of websites out there, and you need a way to find them. Question number six, who are your main competitors? Find out exactly. What are their strong points? What are their weak points? The more you know about your competitors, not only helps you with your marketing and your business and find that niche, but it also helps you benchmark or find what they're doing well, adjust it, and customize it to you. Number seven, what do you sell? I mean, really, what are you selling? What is it that people are really buying? If you could pick one or two or three things that really define who you are and what you're selling and what your website's about, write it down. Question number eight, what features set your product or service apart from those of your competitors? What makes you unique? Is it price? Is it a feature? Is it support? Is it training? Is it something that's not available anywhere else? What makes you different? You need to find something unique about your product or service that differentiates you from your competitors. Question number nine, how do those features benefit your prospects or clients? So as you look at question number 8 and you look at the features that make you unique, how do they benefit your prospects or clients? And the best way to do that is look at the feature and to ask yourself, which means? So the feature, you think about it and you say, which means? What does that feature give them? What does that benefit give them? How is that going to solve their problem? How is it going to change their life? Question number 10, what guarantee can you put in place to eliminate fear? Now, internet's a strange place. There's a lot of great people, weird people, okay people, dishonest people, honest people on the internet. And people are going to have a little fear. Is your offer too good to be true? Now, a guarantee works very, very well when people are sitting on the fence. They're thinking about it. They're looking at it. They want to buy it. And sometimes you need a guarantee in place. The reality is you need to take all the risk. Let me repeat that. You need to take all the risk. Put an incredible guarantee together so they can say, well, I've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. I know you're scared and thinking to yourself, well, what if they return it or take advantage of it? Very few will. If you're providing a service or a product that's excellent, they will not return it. Question number 11, diagram your marketing funnel. Now, what that is you're looking at a funnel from the very top. How are you getting people down this funnel? It could be something like registering for a newsletter, to attending a webinar, to buying a $20 product, to buying a $100 product, to buying a $1,000 product, to buying coaching. That's what a funnel would look like. From the very beginning, when you grab their information, all the way down to your highest point, all the way down to your biggest ticket item. Number 12, describe what you believe to be the perfect lead. Who is that perfect person from that demographic above? How will you qualify them? How do you know up front that it's worth having them in your pipeline? It's worth spending time with them. Question number 13, as you find that perfect lead, question number 12, how can you spend more time with these prospects and less time with unqualified prospects? It's very frustrating sometimes to spend a lot of time with people that are never going to buy. How can you spend more time with the perfect lead? Question 14, how many prospects do you have in your database? Question 15, how many clients do you have in your database? You need to know. Now, if you don't have a database, you need to get one. 16, how will you contact your database? That's what you need to find out. There are plenty of places on the internet that have these type of services that will store your database, that will do autoresponders, that will let you separate your prospects from your clients, from your buyers, from your perfect lead to your not so perfect lead. When you have a business on the internet, your database is your bread and butter. Number 17, how often do you market to your prospect database? You need to know. What's your schedule? If it's 3 times a day, too much. Once a month, not enough. At least once a week. Question number 18, how often do you market to your client database? Now notice there's a difference there between your prospects and your clients. It'll be a different schedule with a different offer. Because if they're still prospects, you are offering a different type of product or service than they've already bought than if they already bought. Question 19, what kinds of upsells are made on your website? Now, maybe that's a new word to you. Let's take McDonald's, for example. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like to supersize that? Why? Because people automatically will. You see this on infomercials. You call up for the basic product, they're going to upsell you into something a little bit better. So if they're already willing to buy something, they're probably already willing to buy something a little bit more. So you need to have that upsell in place as they're getting ready to buy. Question number 20. What are your front-end products? That would be the basic things that get them into your world. Is it a free audio, a free report? Is it a $5 audio, a $5 report? Is it a book? What are the basic things that get them into your world that they say, yes, I want to be in this world. I want to learn this information. 21, might be a little painful for some of you, but what is your close rate on the front end sales? Meaning, when you look at your front end products and you're giving them a free CD or a $5 CD, you should know exactly that 20% buy this item, 30% buy this item. You need to know. So as we fine-tune your persuasive copy, you can see those numbers go up. Question number 22. Describe your back-end products. What does that mean? Well, front-end's front-end. We talked about that. Back-end is, okay, they're already in your world. They're attending the webinars. They're listening to the CDs. They're purchasing from you. They are what we call a raving fan. They will buy anything that you offer. So what is your back-end sale? Seminar, advanced webinar, additional CDs, coaching with you, whatever it is, you need to know what that is. And when you offer that to your raving fans, question number 24, what is your close rate on those back-end sales? What percent of the people in your world are purchasing your higher priced products? Question number 25, what happens to prospects that don't buy? So maybe they went to your website and they didn't really sign up for anything. They didn't purchase anything. Maybe all they did was get the free newsletter. Well, shame on them. How could they just do that? Well, people will. They need to kick the tires. It might take them 6 months. It might take them 12 months. It might take them 3 months. It might take them 1 month. You need to get them into that database and realize they came to your website for a reason. You were there to solve some type of problem for them. How are you marketing to them? What are you doing with them? Just because they didn't buy the first time does not mean they're going to buy the second, third, fourth, or fifth time. In fact, most people aren't going to buy until after 7 times. That's why it's critical to get them into your world via a newsletter or some way to capture their email address. Some people are using what they call those pop-unders. It says, wait a minute, you're leaving? What happened? What about this? Here's a cheaper option. That is another way to get one more chance to get them to buy. Question number 26. What are the products that are complementary to yours? This is what I mean. Other people have a product or service that will complement yours. Who has a product or service that other people will need after they purchase from you? Or who has product or service that after they buy that, they're going to need your product or service? For example, if I had a website selling seeds, specific flowers, and they bought seeds from me. Well, maybe I want to do a joint venture with someone that does special soil or has a gardening magazine or has special tools and vice versa. If they're buying tools, they're going to need the seeds. If they're buying the soil, they're going to need the seeds. If they're getting the magazines, they're probably interested in seeds. That's what we're talking about. Question number 27. What is your call to action? After they've read your copy, your persuasive copy, what exactly do you want them to do? And that's critical as you write this and fine-tune what you're doing. Your whole internet copy needs to be focused on the one thing you want them to do. We talked a little bit about this earlier, but what exactly, best case scenario, and realistically, do you want them to do after they've read the copy on your website? Question 28. Now, the last three questions have to deal with your mindset. Understand that if you're not right upstairs, it doesn't matter what we're doing with these other questions. The biggest obstacle we have in creating people that are financially independent is their mindset. The universe will not reward you physically until you believe it mentally. And if you're sensing roadblocks in your success, take a really strong look at these last three questions. Question 28. What is the biggest obstacle to change for your audience with respect to fear? Now, this one's not only for your audience, but it's also for you. As you look at changing your life and change your income, what scares you the most? What is your biggest hurdle? Now, that'll also help you as you look at your target audience. What's holding them back? What scares them? What is their biggest obstacle? Question 29, do your beliefs about yourself or about your website match your goals? Do you really believe that you can do this? Think about it for a while. Sure, you can say, oh, well, that was nice. Let's move on. I really want you to think about that one. And question number 30, what mistakes are you repeating? As you look at your life, as you look at your success, as you look at your website, what mistakes are you repeating? What mistakes haven't you learned from? We see this too much on the internet. They repeat the same mistakes, the same mistakes, the same mistakes. They don't learn from them, they don't grow from them, and they wonder what's taken so long. You work these out. You understand these questions. Wow, you are 100 times further than anybody else that's put up a website. I know it takes time and energy. You might get a little steam coming out of your ears, but this will make a big difference in your future income on the internet.